relationship to the deity worship. And Prabhupada said so many things. You know, do we want to say that because Rupa Goswami had a deity, that he didn't have strong faith in the holy name because he was serving the deity? We can't say like that. You know, do we want to say that because Madhavendra Puri, you know, had a relationship and took so much trouble, you know, traveling all the way from Vrindavan to Orissa to get some chandan, you know, for his deity, as if the deity wasn't Krishna. The whole point of chanting Harinam is that we're begging for service to Krishna. So whether Krishna is manifesting as the name or whether Krishna is manifesting as the deity, ultimately Krishna is Krishna, and service to one or the other.
The point we were making actually too before you came down is that if we chant Nam, then as a result of that we may get Diksha or Gurudev. The name appears then as a Diksha mantra, and we see like that. Just like if we're chanting for some time, the holy name may appear before us as a deity. And we think, oh, because I've been chanting Nam, Krishna's come before me in the deity. As a deity. And it's not different from Nam. And then when we're rendering service to the deity, how do we render that service? We chant Nam. That's the basis of our service. And then what is the phola? What is the fruit we want of our service? It's also Nam. Because Nam is everything. We come to the Dham and we think, how have I come to the Dham? It's because I've been chanting. Now the holy name is manifested before me as the Dham because of this chanting. And then when we're doing prakrama, what are we thinking? How can we do our prakrama? We have to chant Nam while we're doing prakrama. And then what is the fruit of our prakrama? It's also Nam. So there's some explanation we would like. Nam is everything.
Nam is everything, but there's something higher than Nam, and that's love for the name. Prema.
Therefore, so prema says that Bhati e Krishna Nam, Smarana Kandam. The Bhati, the Prem, and Mahaprabhu also, he's taken a Kali Yuga, he's made a reef out of two things. He's put Nam and Prem together. So in Kali Yuga, Nam is Prem. Nama Prema Malaganti.
Nam is the object of prema also.
Yes, therefore tamne sadhan sadhan jivansha. It's our sadhya, but it's also our sadhana.
Yeah.
It is prema, and it's the goal of our prema too.
But the heart of the living entity cannot be equated with Nam. It is part and parcel of Nam.
But our devotion, this is on the strength of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sanatana Goswami says this in Bihad Bhagavatam, but he says that Nam is prema. Kaviraj Goswami says that in Chaitanya. Please understand that. There's different types of prema. But in Kali Yuga, Nama Shrestham means that we've gotten this Nam, which is imbued with prema. And if we stop chanting Nam, then there's no prema. There's no question of it. But because Krishna
is, you can say that one is fully absorbed in Shudanam Bhajan, that is indicative of his prema. But prema is within the heart of the living entity. We can say that just like Radha is prema, but the living entity is not the same prema that Radha is prema.
The living entity is not Nam.
I'm saying that. The living entity is not Nam, therefore the prema that is Nitya Siddha within the heart of the living entity is part and parcel of the prema that is manifest as Nam. But for us to have prema for that prema Nam is higher than just the consideration of Nam. Nam's manifesting is the foundation of the evolvement or the awakening of our prema.
It's our sadhana, but it's also our sadhya.
The process of association or namashraya is both there in the sadhana and in the sadhya.
But it's not in the sadhya, it is the sadhya.
No, because I'm saying it is seen in the context of the sadhana and sadhya. But it's just a consideration of whether or not we want to, let's say, evaluate the thing in terms of our personal involvement or in terms of the self. Some manifestation of Nam itself. Nam manifests on his own accord. He may do so whether we have prema for him or not. But the higher consideration for the personal...
That Nam is praying, even if we don't have praying.
No, Nam is not devoid of praying. Nam is Krishna, Krishna Prema, Rasa.
So when we speak about Nam Abbas or Nam Aparad, it's not that the holy name is Nam Aparad, if the holy name is Abbas, it's our condition, which is Abbas, our condition, which is Aparad. But the holy name is Prem. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes that in one commentary in the Bhagavatam. He says that just as Krishna, Bahu Murtika Murtikam, he says in the Bhagavatam, he's one, but he becomes many. So he says, he says in his purport, Vishnu says that just as Krishna is one but becomes many, so also Gurudev gives Nam, and that's Prema Nam. And from that one name comes many names. And they're all, Prema is always there, but we're not realizing it because there's some cloud of offenses or a boss between us.
Our Prema has not been awakened.
There's another way to look at it. But Prema is there in Nam.
Prema? All Shaktis are there in Nam. But more important than just considering that is the consideration that whether Prema within our heart has awakened toward Nam.
If we chant Krishna Nam, we'll get Prema.
Eventually, sooner or later. But that's the higher consideration. What is our attitude? It's not just that, okay, let's discuss Nam Tattva. Nam Tattva and Prem Tattva are devoid of any meaning without the consideration of the individual involved. So the prema, the awakening of the prema toward Nam, or toward Nam Bhajan, you know, or toward the devotees of Nam, etc., that is ultimately a higher consideration than just the consideration of Nam Tattva. So we need to consider both things, you know, conjointly, you know, in order to actually have a full picture of what it is that we're dealing with. Prema is just like Radha is included within Nam. So how can we say that Nam is not Prema? Nam is Mahabhav also. Nam is Mahabhav Sarupini. Radharani is also there. Hare is Radha. So we can, and Radha is non-different from Krishna. Radha is within Krishna. You know, Radha is expanding from Krishna. So Mahabhav is ultimately within Krishna also. So therefore Nama must be Mahabhav, let's say Mai, in the ultimate issue. But what does that have to do with us? How are we responding to that? What is our attitude toward that? What is our connection with that? That is the most important consideration. Everything else is wonderful. It's just like Prabhupada has prema. That's very nice.
Therefore, we're Nam Ashray because we see that Nam is not different from prema. And we only take that one. We're not thinking that by doing Thakur Seva separate from Nam, I'm going to get prema. Or by doing Prasad Seva, or by doing Prakram, I'm going to get prema. But we're Nam Ashray. We're thinking, we're understanding that Nam and prema are not different. And by taking shelter of Nam, I'll get this thing because it's not different from Nam. That's the individual consideration.
It's also prema.
But the deity of Lord Nityananda said Archana, but he said
Lord Chaitanya is telling us to take shelter of Nam, therefore we're taking shelter of Nam. But Nam is inducing us to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya also.
Nam is manifesting his property.
He's the personification of Nam. So there's no difference between the deity of Lord Chaitanya and Nam and himself. So he's the embodiment and personification of Mahabhava. And the Nam is also the embodiment of Mahabhav. But what do we know about Mahabhav? That will take the elevation of our Adhikar and the...
Nam is Prasvatita Hoy Rupa Guna Karma. We only have to know one thing, and that's Nam. And if we know that Nam, then Prasvatita Hoy automatically will blossom Rupa Guna Karma. The form, the pastimes, the qualities of the Lord and ourselves. We don't have to...
Nam is Vijayva Dharma. Everything else manifestation of Nam's influence. So which came first, the name or the person?
So you can't say.
Which came first, Krishna?
Krishna's name or the personality Krishna, which is named by the name. In any case, whatever.
They're both existing eternally.
But name is meaningless without Nami.
Same time of the two. Purvasmatparameva. Rupa Goswami says, and it's not Mashtakam. So the other two, although Nam and Nami are non-different, of the former and the latter, still Nam is more merciful.
But I still, on the basis of Bhaktisiddhanta's instructions and also Srila Prabhupada's instructions, in a few different places also, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instructions, he clearly distinguishes between apparent nam and nam real nam. Something may look like nam. Just as Bhaktisiddhanta gives the example. Yeah, namakshara namanahi.
It's actually dug into the pandit.
Yes, but Bhaktisiddhanta says that just like Ravana thought that he had Sita Devi, but he actually didn't have Sita Devi. He had Mayak Sita Devi. So in the same way, people think that they're chanting Nam. The sound vibration is coming from their lips, but it's not Nam at all. Rather, Prabhupada even goes so far as to say that it's a mundane Mayak sound vibration coming from their lips.
What is mundane and Mayak about it?
What is mundane is that Krishna has not manifest the antaranga shaktis
if we write Krishna on the walls of Vrindavan or Radha, is that different from Krishna's name? What is the difference? It's a difference in our perception. Krishna's always
just
pure.
The difference of your perception, because
Prabhupada writes that the holy name is always pure in every circumstance.
He said, but if it's mixed with milk, I mean, if milk is mixed with poison, so it has poison's effect.
If you say Kri, Karma Yoga, Siddha Yoga, this and that, Krishna, then that's separated. You've separated the name. But if you say Krishna, that's Krishna.
The point I'm saying, Prabhupada is told very clearly that one should not hear, just like you should not hear Bhagavatam.
Because their conception is clouding them.
No, but...
And they're giving us their conception.
But no, it's not just the conception. Just hearing the name, hearing the kirtan, even if you just hear the kirtan, you don't hear the conception, but you hear the kirtan.
Well, they're chanting with a conception, and that's because it's coming out of their heart.
But therefore, it's not
you
nam,
may not hear the philosophy.
It looks like nam.
In that sense, it's not nam.
It's poison.
You know that whole verse?
It's not milk, it's poison.
He said,
it looks like milk, but it's not milk.
If you study
poison.
That whole verse nicely, that verse you're alluding to, gives the answer very nicely. Jagannanda Pandit says, Asadu Sange. That if you're in association with non-devotees, that's the point. If you're in association with non-devotees, that's not the name.
Yeah, but the point is that it's not just the vibration. It's whether Krishna...
Chaitanya also says it is the vibration.
Let me just ask one practical question, because it means a lot to me, because I've been chanting for so many years. And I may be not even chanting the real nam, and it's very worrisome.
But how is it? I just have this question.
You have to cry.
Is Krishna only God 5 days a week, and in 2 days he takes some time off? Is Krishna only God's name sometimes, and some other times it's not? It's always. But we have some. This is Thakur Bhaktivinoda's conclusion.
He can agree to appear in that sound vibration or not to appear in that sound vibration. That is his prerogative.
He's already appeared as his name. He may appear with his guna, rupa, and karma. He may not do that, but he's already appeared as his nam.
He may present Bahiranga nam.
He may
it
do
is
that.
Not Antaranga nam.
In association of those Maya bodies, he may do that.
Or if you're a Maya body and you're trying to chant,
but
if you're an offender, if you've gotten
the holy name from Srila Prabhupada,
if you
or from a devotee, if he's told you chant this name, if you think, I've not gotten the holy name, he just gave me nam aparad, then that's a great offense.
That's okay, but then your chanting will not be very effective.
We have
because
to have strong faith that
Krishna may not agree to appear in
Krishna's
your heart.
Krishna's name is Nityasuddha. It's described in Padma Puran. It's always pure.
Anyway,
there's no question of nama parad, nama bas. It's a big misconception.
Anyway, whatever you may say, but I want to refer to...
I'll read you what Srila Prabhupada says.
No, but there's another thing Srila Prabhupada says.
Prabhupada may say many things, but we should also follow the Shastra.
That's okay, but Prabhupada is telling... Prabhupada says... That
that, no, I'm sorry, it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's telling that Shuddhanam appears, no, excuse me, it is Prabhupada. Bhaktivinoda also, he says that one can understand that he's chanting Shuddhanam, that the pure name has appeared, when he experiences profound ruchi for pure devotional practices.
And Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes, he says, when those clouds of Abbas go away, then he sees them and the sun rises like the sun.
The prophet says that the pure name at the time of Nishta, the pure name, Nishta for the practice of pure devotional bhajan, the pure name compassionately descends to the heart of that. Before that time, he may not be descending to the heart and dancing on the tongue. And he says at that time, when the pure name descends to the heart and is dancing on the tongue of a pure devotee who is nishtata, then he appears with all his antaranga shaktis, and at that time only are all the words that are spoken by such a devotee Shabda Brahman. Before that time, they are not Shabda Brahman. It's not that just anything that is spoken by anyone, regardless of Adhikar, is Shabda Brahman.
If Krishna's name comes from the lips of Srila Prabhupada, that is Krishna. But Prabhupada says if someone repeats that, they've gotten that into syllabic succession. That is Krishna. Krishna's expanded himself in that. Well, but what makes it Nama Parad, what makes it Nama Bas, is our cloud, is our condition. Therefore, we should avoid association.
What is manifesting may be devoid of potency, of antaranga shakti.
Certainly, because we have
but,
Nama,
so therefore,
our position in Bhajan is Nama Parad.
That's my point. So therefore, what is manifesting is devoid of the antaranga shakti. So therefore, it cannot be said to be Shuddha Nama.
But you can't say that the Nam. No. It's not that there's different names. It's not that Nam is Nam.
Not Shuddha Nam is okay, but like poison is like another one. It's kind of like they're two different things. One is there are different stages in chanting.
The point I'm making poison is that only when one is actually, when Krishna's actually agreed to appear within the heart, when Krishna Nam, pure name, has agreed to appear in the heart, that doesn't mean that I just casually heard from my guru. That means when he decides to descend from Golok Dan, Golokara Prema Dan, Harinam Samkirtan, coming into the heart, after being satisfied with the struggle of the sadhaka, and the determination of the individual, when he sees that individual struggle, and his steady determination, then he may take compassion and agree to appear within the heart and dance with all of his antaranga shaktis on the tongue. At that time alone, is Krishna Nam fully manifest? Is he actually there as Shuddha Nam?
But it's not.
But
that
before that,
not,
before that time,
is Nitya Shuddha. It's always eternally pure.
But it's not.
To give you an example, if one were to accept like that, then you might think that I've been chanting. I'm not getting results. It must be because I'm only chanting Nama Parad, and the name that I'm chanting is not Shuddha Nam. It's only Nama Parad. It's something different from Krishna. It's only civil. Therefore, I should go back and take initiation again from my guru. But it's not required. It's not required to take initiation again.
You beg Lord Chaitanya for the pure name.
I understand his point. It's not required to take Nam again. We've already received Nam, because that Nam that we have is pure. But we can't realize it. The fault is on ourselves. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborately describes this in the sixth canto in his purports in connection with Jamil. It's described by, he said in the Padma Purana after Vyasa compiled the Nama Parads. He says, even if you're chanting Nama Parad, no problem. Nama Parada Yukta Nam Namanyeva Harantagama Vishranti Puryukta Nitani Bhakta Haranicha. Prabhupada quotes that verse. Here he says, even if in the beginning one chants the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free from such offenses by chanting again and again.
That's okay. Everybody understands
Nam is
that.
Pure, but our condition is not pure. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in his commentary on the verse, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabuna, Shravanadi Siddha Chitta Kori Idoi. It seems like a dichotomy in this verse if we study it closely. Because he says, Sadhya Kabunoi. First thing he says, it's not attainable by sadhana. This sadhya cannot be attained by sadhana. And then he says, Shravanadi Siddha Chitta Kori Idoi. It comes by Shravanam Kirtan, which means sadhana. So in his purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he explains it, and it answers it supports what you're saying, and it synthesizes things very nicely. He says that one may chant for so long without having the mercy of Guru or Krishna. and Sadhya Kabunoi, he'll not get that Krishna prema. But Shravanadi Sudachitti, that Sudachitti, his heart becomes pure when he performs that bhajan under the guidance of Guru. When he does it, then Kori Yudhoi, that Krishna prema awakens at that time.
The idea is that when we're under the guidance of the Guru, he's instructing us to intensify our attempt to chant the name with the expectation that Nam will see our endeavor, and he will descend to our heart and dance on the tongue. You know, when Krishna decides to do that, then you'll experience the rasa-vaisaha aspect
of in our conditioned state, in our fallen state of Namaparad or Namabhasa best. Nam's not manifest to us. It's not coming. It's not dancing us hard. We're not seeing.
He may have come in, but he's not manifesting. He may not be chanting on our tongue. So we have to cry to the mercy of Gauranga, the mercy of Nitai, to bestow the name.
He says very nicely. He says, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dana. That Bhakti is a real wealth. He says, what is that Bhakti? Bhakti e Krishna Nam. It's Krishna Nam. And then he adds two little things to it. Smarana. We should chant, but we should also remember Krishna. And Krandana, we should cry. That's really chanting Krishna Nam. This is what you're saying. It's a nice point. I don't know all these things, but we're saying anything right, it's because you're giving us some inspiration. And we've heard something from our gurus. Well, if we're doing anything wrong, you forgive us.
Some thoughtfulness was coming across. We don't hear much thoughtfulness these days.
My Guru Maharaj told me that you should speak if someone asks you, but you should only repeat what you've heard from your guru and the previous acharyas. So we're trying to do that, but if there's some mistake there, it's because I can't properly digest it, perhaps.
My understanding is that just like in the Purushottam Mahatmya, it mentions how you should install a golden deity of Radha and Krishna. That you take the coconut, a clay pot, like a Sri pot, you know, and put a coconut or something, and then some kind of platform, and then Radha and Krishna, somehow or other, I forget exactly the process. But it says there that unless the pran pratishtha is done, and Krishna is...